favor the aborting of a fair and free election. So in every case, though, the defendant's real crime was not aborting an election. No, the real crime, and the DOJ says it right in the filings, is denying the outcome of the election. It was believing the wrong thing. It was not believing that a senile man who refused to leave his basement during the campaign somehow got more votes than any president in American history. If you refuse to believe that, you're now a felon. Question the system, and they haul you away. Those are the rules now, as hundreds of imprisoned Republicans can personally testify, if they could speak. So the legal precedent has been established. You cannot deny elections. And yet, even in the face of the mounting evidence, this is now a very serious felony, there are some extremists who are not deterred. They're continuing to commit the crime of election denial, and they're bold enough to do it on video. Here, ladies and gentlemen, is one of them.
I know we're all focused on the 2022 midterm elections, and they are incredibly important. But we also have to look ahead, because you know what? Our opponents certainly are. Right-wing extremists already have a plan to literally steal the next presidential election. And they're not making a secret of it. The right-wing-controlled Supreme Court may be poised to rule on giving state legislatures, yes, you heard me that correctly, state legislatures the power to overturn presidential elections.
Did you hear that? Right-wing extremists will literally, you must teach that word in NPR, literally steal the next election. So that's preemptive election denial committed by Hillary Clinton herself. But here's the thing. Probably not likely that an FBI SWAT team is going to show up at Hillary Clinton's house when she's in the shower tomorrow morning. And in fact, the next time a courthouse is attacked in Portland, Oregon, or a church is torched in downtown Washington, D.C., it's unlikely that a DOJ court filing will cite what Hillary Clinton just said as an extremist ideology that led to violence. Why is that? Well, because in the considered opinion of the Democratic Party and the DOJ, it's not election denial when they do it. No, it's just election-affirming care. And there's been a lot of election-affirming care going around these past few weeks. In Washington, in the hometown newspaper owned by Jeff Bezos, the Washington Post, Max Boot just announced that, we're quoting, if the current trends hold up, Republicans are likely to take over at least the House and quite possibly the Senate, too, along with many state offices. This is how democracies die, both at home and abroad. In other words, if you vote for the wrong person, that's not democracy, which, by the way, unlike dictatorship, does not always come to the conclusion that you favor. That's not democracy. That's the death of democracy. Democracy dies in both darkness and non-liberal election outcomes. Oh, okay. New York Magazine isn't waiting around for the next election. Here's their latest dispatch. Quote, there are already signs of 2020 election deniers refusing to accept their own possible defeat this year. And that's half true, of course, but New York Magazine isn't talking about Republicans. Quote, most observers are primarily worried that Trump's 2020 shenanigans may have served as a dress rehearsal for 2024. Wait, what? So that means you have Democrats 2 years before the presidential election telling us that that election is going to be rigged. But that's not undermining confidence in elections? That's not an attack on our sacred norms? Not when it happens in New York Magazine or at PBS, which, by the way, you continue to fund with your tax dollars, a channel nobody watches. The only people who watch PBS are the ones who are stuck in traction and the attendants going out for a cigarette and taking the remote. But they're still broadcasting. And here's what they're saying. Quote, nearly one in three Republican candidates for statewide office support false election claims. So why aren't they in prison? And what is the end game of these dangerous extremists led by Donald Trump? Well, Vanity Fair figured it out. They blew the plan wide open. Quote, and then there's Donald Trump, Vanity Fair reported. He hasn't been implicated in any murders that we know of, nor is he currently trying to kill anyone, again, that we know of. He is, however, said to be actively plotting to steal the midterm elections and the presidential one after that. End quote. Did you hear that? Donald Trump is going to steal the midterm elections and then the presidential election. How is he going to do that? And isn't predicting he's going to do that, isn't that itself a crime? We can't say. We're not Merrick Garland. But we do know how he's going to do it, because Hillary Clinton's been giving that away for years. Donald Trump is going to do that, as he always has done it, with help from Vladimir Putin himself. Watch.
We know the Russians hacked the DNC.